Our room is full again, which means we are ready for the next talk. We solved our video emergency thanks to the amazing help of the FOSDEM team. I have here Alvar, who is going to talk about a very interesting subject. He says it isn't interesting in itself, but I disagree, because privilege separation is super difficult, super amazing. It's a problem usually done in C, not in Go. But we have an expert today who's going to prove us wrong. Round of applause.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, you can hear me. My name is Alvar. Thanks for the nice introduction. And I want to talk about privilege separation in Go. So who am I? As said, doesn't really matter. I'm just a white guy in tech talking about privileges today. So as any tech talk, I start with an obligatory XKCD comic, because that's how you do it, I heard. This one is XKCD 1200 authorization, and it shows a nice picture about the user account. And this user account has access to like everything except the admin account. So your user can access the emails, the pictures, the belovings, whatever. So we start with some kind of implicit definition of privileges. But how does it reflect in code? Code on most POSIX, like operating systems, so I just stick to this topic because everything else is not my domain, runs as a user. So code runs with user privileges, and to just show it, I just try to find my cursor here. So we have this, come on. Oh, great success. So we have this wonderful code, and as we saw just, it ran as my user, as you see, running as Alvar,